This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, so here's the deal. Welcome to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number one show on Saturdays on Genesis Communication Networks. I want to add a little salt to the wound, because I want you to understand, again, not speaking above your heads, friends. My hat's not any higher than yours is. If I was in a court of law doing the same thing that Loretta Lynch is doing by stonewalling, I would be called into contempt of court. My wife during the break said to me, do you realize that when Richard Nixon erased 17 minutes of a tape, do you realize that when you put that into parallel to what Hillary Clinton has done, 33,000 emails? I said, be careful of that. Because when you violate law, you violate law when you violate that law. In other words, if I steal a penny and if I steal $100,000, in the sight of God, it doesn't matter. It's theft. But I said one point you do have is the fact that when you're comparing Richard Nixon, the crook, by the way, Watergate was about a cover up for a pedophile ring, just so you know the history behind that. But when Richard Nixon was busted, in parallel to Hillary Clinton being busted, it shows you how much more the American people have tolerated than what they were tolerated in the 70s. You've allowed, folks, even taking it to the criminal in the White House, the foreigner in the White House, you do realize that he's violated that Constitution 1,184 times. Right after President Lincoln was assassinated, the President Johnson came in behind him, took his place. He made one move without the permission of Congress. That would be without the permission of the American people, according to law. And they brought forth impeachment, the articles of impeachment against him for one violation. So if you compare that to then to now, and I want to tell you why, because the Civil War, friends, they've seen a whole lot of over 600,000 Americans that fought against each other, that were set against one another through political means, divided one against another, friends, were used, friends. They were divided one against another through unconstitutional means through a tyrant named Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him, folks, it's the truth. I know in the North you love him, and I know in the South you hate him. But let's call it for what it is. What does the truth tell us? What did he do? Again, judging him by his fruit. So when those that serve we the people, even to the smallest infraction, violate law, you are to zero out intolerance concerning their crimes against we the people. By the way, that's why the Puritans were so famous. If the smallest of any law was violated, they would bring those people to court immediately. They would magnify the law against their crime because they understood the price of liberty. And that's what I was talking about during the Civil War. Nobody wanted war again. They understood what took place during that time, and they would tolerate no more lawlessness because they understood what would happen when lawlessness would commence. Sooner or later, there's going to be war within when you tolerate lawlessness. And that's what they're trying to advocate. And that's why, by the way, when you're watching the Supreme Court, the black robe injustices, the tyrants over there, when you're watching the President of the United States of America, the foreigner in the White House, the criminal and sodomite that he is, when you're watching other branches of government act in such a fashion, friends, you need to understand they're working in operation one with another. It's the mystery of iniquity, the Bible tells us. And the Bible also tells us in the book of Thessalonians, those that would let, will let, until they be taken out of the way. And why were they taken out of the way? I'm telling those that sit back and do nothing, because they love not the truth unto righteousness. So when you look at what my wife had just said, she's right on making the point. Look at how much the American people have tolerated during the present compared to the 70s. What this criminal in the White House, what this Department of Injustice, what the FBI is doing today would have not been tolerated in the 70s nor in the 80s. They couldn't have done it. They had to do it slowly but surely, incrementally. And by the way, that is a sign of perfect judgment by the hand of God. And God sees all things. He's the governor of all nations, and he's in control of all this. Well, God's doing this? No, you're doing this. God told you to keep his commandments, America, and if you don't want to keep his commandments, then this is the fruit. You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. You're going to eat the fruit of what you tolerate, and that's exactly what you're doing. Case in point, let me play another piece for you. I wasn't going to play this, but I want you to hear this. This is Jason Chaffetz, another paid pacifist. And, folks, that's exactly what these people are. They're pacifists. They're appeasers. They want you to believe that there's good guys in governments, in government that are still doing something about the crimes. And I'm sure there is, friends. And you always know the good guys by the fact that the state-controlled narrative will demonize them. But you don't see the media demonize Chaffetz or ISA or Gowdy or this other brother from another mother, Doug Collins. No, you just watch them play the charades. You watch them play WWF at its very worst, and you just fall back and say, well, someone's doing something about the problem. No, that they are not. They're paid appeasers. They're paid passive. They're attempting to get you to be pacified at every step of the way. And if that's not the truth, then where is the law enforced? That's all I'm asking. And nobody can call me and answer that question, friends, and I'm glad. But if you can call me out and you can correct me again, I'll correct myself and I'll shut my mouth and I'll move on. But read Isaiah 59 before you do that. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen to Jason Chaffetz real quick. Okay? I want you to listen to those that are responsible to bring to the light the crimes of the Clintons, because that's what we're talking about here. Do I have 1 minute before a break? Oh, okay, we'll come back on the other side, and we'll listen to Jason Chaffetz interrogate, if you want to call it that, and be walked upon by the person that's actually there to produce the evidence against the Hillary Clintons of the world and the likes of this administration. And you can hear for yourself as to who these people are working for, what the likes of Jason Chaffetz and others are doing to appease you, America. And I want you to listen to how he stands down, though he says the right thing, what was produced out of another hearing concerning the crimes of the Clintons against we the people, through the act of treason against we the people. A breach of national security against we the people, endangering we the people once again. And folks, we're way beyond that. I don't want the enemies that tap my phones, that fly over the top of my house, that drone my process or tap my phone. I don't want them to think that I'm that stupid to actually believe the things that they are saying. I just want to make sure they understand. And I also want them to understand that they're playing with fire. And so that's what I'm doing here anyways. You know, somebody's got to do it, right? If you bring the light, you got to endure the flame, and that's what we're doing. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we got Jack and Patty. Just hang on with me one moment. I want to play this from Jason Chaffetz, confronting, investigating Hillary Clinton's email again. And I want to show you what your government is not doing. Listen to this carefully.
Provide this committee in a secure format. The classified emails.
What I can, to a certain extent, I cannot provide a certain segment of them because the agency that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON.
What ORCON is?
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
Hang on a second. Listen to this, America. I can't provide them concerning the emails and the information that charges Hillary Clinton for her crimes against we the people. And it's not open to a public forum because it's not my job to give you the truth. It's my job to protect Hillary Clinton. Listen to this.
Say that here in an open hearing, sir.
So you can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance in a non-protected format to see. That's correct?
Yeah, this is the segment of emails. This is why my letter back to Ranking Member Cummings had to be classified, because people would like to see this segment of emails. And this has been an issue not just with you and your committee, but with several members at this point. So we have gone back to the agency that is involved several times, and we can certainly do that again and ask permission.
Can you generally tell me, is it because they're so sensitive about signals intelligence, human intelligence?
Will you tell me what law she broke?
We shouldn't get into the content of these emails in an open hearing.
Here you have the criminal telling the judge what the deal is. Are you listening to what's going on, America? Here you have Jason Chaffetz, where it's his job to pull this stuff out, and he has the authority to do it, but he's allowing those that are protecting Hillary Clinton, as he stands down, to do what they will against we the people. And your tax dollars are paying these guys to protect those that are committing crimes against we the people. Oh, it just comes up in mind again, in heart. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? This is all happening right before our eyes. We got Jack calling from Maine. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean here. How are you, sir?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm just busy as all can be, a little jacked about what's going on. But if I wasn't jacked, then I'd probably tell you that I didn't really care. But I care a whole lot. That's why I'm on the radio right now, having good people like you jump on to tell the country what it is that you have to say.
It's in your voice, and I appreciate your tone. You're doing the right thing. Keep it up. I do it with you every single day. Gowdy almost said the right thing, but he stopped. What is the matter with these people? He alluded to everybody that's ever been in the military knows to guard their clearances. There is no level of necessity for proof to revoke a clearance. The clearance can be revoked on suspicion, just suspicion, and it has to be that way. Clearances have to be revocable instantly to protect security. The investigation is only to reinstate a clearance or to prosecute a breach of clearance.
Amen.
Why don't we the people understand that? Because we the people are not being taught from the pulpit. If there's a problem in our government, the pulpit is the problem.
That's exactly right, said Charles Finney. Right
exactly.
On.
Exactly. Amen. Finney's quote, yes. Yep. But how do we get the people? How do we wake up the people? I don't know how long you've been doing it. I've been doing it on air for 6 years. I've been doing it in person for 25 years. We keep poking them in the eye, and nothing's happening. Let me just tell you, I've had a couple meetings with our austere governor of Maine, Paul LePage, who I actually like very much. But in at least two of our conversations, when we were instructing him as to the constitutional authority, his question was, and properly so, how many are you? And yep. The egg on my face says, oh, just us four. Why? Why just us four? Or us eight? Or us 12? Why aren't there 37,000 outside saying, you will do this because this is the law? Because the people are asleep. The church is saying, come on in, make sure you bring your tithe, and let's have coffee.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep. Can you imagine, Jack, if the American people would shut the television off, get involved with what's going on in their country, to lead to their posterity?
Not till the voice is over. I'm sorry. We can't do it until the voice is over. Then, you know, we're going to have Dancing with the Stars first, and then maybe we'll shut the television off.
That's where I was going. I was going to the sports arenas. Can you imagine us emptying them sports arenas out on one Saturday or one Sunday, what we could do in protest concerning the crimes of this government against we the people? We could change it in a week.
Yes. Imagine if we just walked in, canceled the sports event, and just took over the podium and said, now, folks, now that we've got your attention, let's talk. Maybe. Someday.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is history teaches us, and we can see that through the book of Jeremiah. There was a book of Lamentations. They woke up after the fact, and yet every single one of them was aware of the word of the Lord. But they didn't hear it until it actually took place. And then when it took place, it was too late.
Yeah, and then they're blaming God.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's not a good position to put yourself in.
But what about the current town of Mosul, which is the ancient city of Nineveh, which heard the word and said, "Holy smokes, we got to fix this. God's really pissed."
Yep.
And they did it, and the prophet went and sulked under a tree. We're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in trouble. But you know what the good news is? Here's the good news. God never uses a majority. He always uses a small minority. And going back to what Samuel Adams said, he said, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of the people. I appreciate the spirit of my friend in Jack. Because if we were all doing this together, oh my goodness, we would be in a different country. And we can have that country because, America, let me remind you, you still have the freedom, regardless of what they inundate you with, lie after lie, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. Going back to something our friend Jack in Maine said, brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if immorality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, guess who's responsible for it, friends? You got it. The pulpit is responsible for it. And until the church takes responsibility, all 78% of you that profess your Christianity, though it be in truth, I can find less than 3%. Until the church takes responsibility, we're going to keep going down this road. And might I remind you, America, there is no more road to kick the can down. The frog is boiled. And today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Today, as you listen to me, the word is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Regardless if you like it or not, that's what the word of the Lord is to America. And we're going to pay the piper one way or another. But the fact of the matter is, I have hope, America, that we're going to get through this, because I'm not so much worried about what my enemy is doing. My enemy has a whole lot to worry about concerning what the righteous are doing, and you better bet your bottom dollar they're out there doing it. Because if that wasn't the case, it would be all over for America. But again, America, I want to bring to the spiritual, your sin is finding you out because your sin is before God, not before man. Amen. As preachers, that's our job, is to point the finger back. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Hey, Jack from Maine, I appreciate you, brother, from another mother. I really do. Loved your phone call. We're going to take Patty from Alaska on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-582-9933.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is there a secret Christian rapture coming? Are planes going to fall from the sky when folks are raptured away? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. It sheds light on misguided religious doctrine and challenges modern traditions. It helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. This site cuts through the religious clutter. Come join the discussion and prove it to yourself at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to get to my letter pretty quick, but we got Patty from Alaska calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing good, Bradley.
you're still sitting in that daylight 6 months out of the year, are you?
Yes, I am.
What do you got going on?
Well, I just wanted to, I was listening to Jack, and he is 110% right. It is the pulpit. They are not preaching, and they have the power to talk to their parishioners or their members and tell them about the truth of the gospel, and it's not being preached. So there are so many people out there that do not know who they are and do not know about our Constitution, and I think everybody should get on the phone and talk to their members of Congress and just tell them, you demand that Loretta Lynch and Comey be removed from office. They are just an embarrassment to justice.
That's right. And there's
a mockery of justice, and it makes me so upset. I've already done that.
Well, you're getting me a little bit too, so I want to add my two cents, if I might. It's a mockery of the system of government. And it tells us in Galatians 6 that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And the problem is when the American people tolerate these people in such a position in which they are incumbent to do the things that they don't do when they should do it. The American people need to understand what you tolerate from that one individual is going to fall to you on a nationwide basis. So you're going to either deal with him or you're going to be dealt with. And America, when we come to terms with that, maybe we're going to begin to look at the crimes concerning those that serve we the people in a different light. We're responsible. If they don't want to enforce the law, then we enforce the law against them. And I've said it a million times, but we are the law. And so in saying that, yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. And the church is responsible. But I can tell you, firsthand, Patty, I spent some time with none other than D. James Kennedy about almost 7-8 years ago, right before he passed away. And he said to me, he wouldn't let me go. We stayed there for 3 hours with this guy. It was awesome. It was very divine. It was very God-ordained. And I sat there, and he just kept pouring into me and pouring into me and pouring into me. And I remember he looked at me and he said, you know, I don't understand why the church globally doesn't stand up against the tyranny at hand. He said, Bradley, he goes, I had an event at my church where I had pastors and church leaders from all over the world come to this meeting. And he said, my church was being protested by, in this case, homosexuals that wanted to marry one another. And he had one pastor come up to him and said, Dr. Kennedy, I'm just curious, why is it that your church is being protested? And Dr. Kennedy, that man, that great man of God who is no longer with us, said to that pastor that should have knew better, he said, you mean your church isn't being protested? See, America doesn't understand that the church is called to be Protestant, and Protestant means to protest. He said, do you realize, Dr. D. James Kennedy said this to me, Patty. He said, do you realize that the church in America is the greatest advocate to the homosexuals and to the abortion clinic and to tyranny now in the present in America? He said, at one point he pointed his finger at the camera, Patty, listeners. He pointed his finger at the camera where the world was watching, and they still are 7 years after his death, his gifts yet speaketh. But it's interesting to note that he said over 3,000 babies today are going to be killed as he pointed his finger at the camera, and he said, while over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. You better bet your bottom dollar it's the church's fault. But I want to tell you something from firsthand experience all the way up to the top, friends. I understand why we're in trouble. Because of the compromise that you've allowed your chief church leaders to walk in. And you can tell the degree that they have compromised God's word by the corruption that you see in government today. It's all yours.
Absolutely. I agree 110%, Bradley. The church needs to wake up because judgment is going to come big time, and we are going to be going, oh, why? But it is our fault. We have got to wake up. America has to wake up, and God is calling for his church to wake up. He is sounding the alarm. People all over across the nation, just like your ministry, Bradley Dean, which I appreciate very much, is doing the same thing. It's like, they can hear but cannot hear. They can see but cannot see, just like God said he would do. But he also, just like you said, would work with a minority instead of a majority. He can do so many things. He just needs his church to rise up and be bold in him.
Yeah. You know, but they got this idea that Jesus is a little pansy with little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt, telling them everything's okay, when in fact the opposite is true. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but yet that's what America settled for, because the people would say back to the prophet, we would have it so. And that's why we're in trouble today. I'll give you the last 10 seconds, Patty. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I just, like I said, really appreciate your ministry, and I just am not going to give up hope for America. He doesn't want us to. But when people say that God is in control, yes, he is. But he's calling for his people to get busy and do something. Get out there and vote. Be involved in politics. Fight for the ones that need to. Fight for the babies. Fight for everything. Fight for righteousness and truth like God has called us to do. Don't be mamby-pamby. Do something. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We love you, Patty.
I love you too, Bradley, and you get me fired up every time.
I love it. Hey, listen, you know it's interesting. Let me leave you on this note. It's interesting on the East Coast you see these church billboards, come in, revival, fire, revival, fire. You know, if you're really lit the way that the Bible says that we're supposed to be by the Holy Ghost, because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection and we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, you don't have to advertise for fire. When there's a fire, people just naturally get together around the fire because they want to see it burn. And it reminds me of what John Wesley said. He said, every morning I set myself on fire that the world can come watch me burn. And that's exactly what I want people to get out of this ministry too. Watch me burn, friends. Because it's all about the glory to our Heavenly Father, because no flesh should glory in His presence. And I don't want to get in the way of that. I want Him to be crowned, and He will be with or without me, in spite of me. But I want to be a part of the plan to the most that I've been called to do by responding to the call in my life. Amen. Thank you, Patty, from Alaska. Again, friends, what we're going to do is when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to bring you to the letter that I just received this morning. And it's going to cause you to understand what you're dealing with. Folks, you're dealing with the people that are blinded to the truth. And in many cases, these are the people that you could transport to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. You can make that judgment call when we come back. Now, folks, I also wanted to highlight, going back to our caller, Patty from Alaska, Mark 18:18 says this. It says, having eyes, see you not, and having ears, hear you not? And do you not remember? Folks, having eyes, see you not? Having ears, hear you not? In Jeremiah 5:21, it tells us, friends, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Folks, you have to have your ears plugged and your eyes covered, not to see and not to hear as to what's going on in this country. Jeremiah 5:22. It tells us, again, second scripture to, obviously, that which follows, line upon line, precept upon precept. Jeremiah 5:21, here's verse 22. Do you not fear me? Declares the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. Folks, He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. Hey, now just think about this. Scripture tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Scripture tells us, friends, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. A sparrow will not fall to the ground that your Father will not see. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. Folks, you can't hide anything from our Creator. And by the way, as being a child of God, I believe I have the Spirit of Christ. I don't want to hide. I want to walk with Him in the cool of the day, the way that Adam and Eve did before they broke covenant with God, before they disobeyed God. You know, it reminds me of my little boy. I remember some time back, they'd get out of the bathtub and they would run around like a bunch of naked little jailbirds looking for the towel. But they weren't looking to cover up their nakedness because they didn't feel that they'd done anything wrong. They were innocent. They haven't been defiled yet. And that's exactly how we're supposed to be before our Heavenly Father. Naked before God and all that we're called to do. Just like King David when he was praising God in the streets. He was praising God. He wasn't looking at the corruption of himself, because he wasn't looking to himself. He was looking to his God. And he was looking to the cross of Jesus Christ. He was looking to the resurrected one. He who sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father in the heavenlies. Blessed be his name. His affections were set on Christ, where he sits at the right hand of the Father. Colossians 3:1, his affections were set there. His eyes were fixed on the author and the finisher of his faith. He didn't feel that he was naked, folks. He didn't feel that he had a wrong standing with his Creator. He wasn't trying to hide himself, and neither were my kids. Because again, friends, they haven't been corrupted yet. That's how we're supposed to walk before God. So there's a difference between a slave and there's a difference between a son. Be a part of the sonship. Be a part of the daughtership. And I'm not trying to make an appeal as to allure you through the lust of the flesh. I'm simply telling you there is a difference. To the world, he may be God, but to me, friends, he's my daddy. And I hope you understood what I just said. And if not, we got one more segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate it very much, and we appreciate your trust. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and For Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, well, hey folks, the way to enslave people is through a lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. It's just that simple. I got this letter, it's called Think About It, just this morning, and it's, you know, let me just read it and you come up with your own conclusions, okay, and then I'll give you mine at the end of the show here, final segment. This is what it said, think about it, it's not necessary to believe in God. James 2:19 tells us, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Folks, it shows you how stupid man will be. As a matter of fact, it was none other than the famous field preacher, George Whitefield, who said, a man left to himself without grace is half devil and half beast. This lady said, in the way that the traditional notion of God is outdated. She said, God is outdated. Really? Is maybe that the part of the problem here, friends? He's not outdated. You're willfully blind. One can be spiritual but not religious. Well, I'm not religious. I'm a Christian. I have the Spirit of Christ. And guess what? If I'm born of the Spirit, I'm going to act like my big brother, right? And my father. It is not necessary to go to church and give money. Okay, well, then what supports it? What do you give your money to? Is it necessary to pay taxes and allow a corrupt government system and a corrupt church system to actually reallocate their finances into that which actually destroys your country? Is that okay? But apparently with this individual, it is. She said, for many, nature can be a church. Folks, these are reprobates. Okay, this is getting weird. Some of the best people in history did not believe in God, while some of the worst deeds were done in his name. But keep in mind, while you say that out of both sides of your mouth and through your wicked heart, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and it's not for a man to know the way within himself. That's why we need the Spirit of grace. But this shows you a woman left to herself. She says, well, some of the worst deeds were done in his name. Wait a second. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And isn't it interesting that because he exposed the hypocritical deeds of the professors of the day, that he was crucified for exposing them for who they were? John 15, John 7, 7. The next point was, if conservatives are pro-life, then why do they support the death penalty? Oh, really, folks, and I don't mean to confuse you, but this shows you the mind of the reprobate. If they're pro-life, well, listen, apparently your mother was pro-life, because if that wasn't the case, you wouldn't be here talking out against it, right? Isn't it interesting, those that condemn pro-lifers, they've already been born. Those that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, what a bunch of hypocrites. And by the way, there is no debate with these people. It's a good thing their mama and daddy agreed with God because it preserved their life. That law did. She goes on, if conservatives are pro-life, then why do they support the death penalty? Because the criminal that chose to commit the crime knew what he had coming before he actually did what he did. There's consequence to certain crimes. And if they want to cross the line, they can go ahead and do that, but they're going to pay the consequence. Back in the 1800s, friends, if you remember rightly, if someone actually committed the crime of murder, they would be publicly hung. And why would they do that? To put fear in others that they also may not be presumptuous to commit the same crime, as well that they would actually fear the Lord. Read Deuteronomy 17. The next point, if you want to call it that, the moral crisis of our age has nothing to do with homosexual marriage or abortion. It's insider trading, obscene CEO pay, wage theft from ordinary workers, Wall Street's continued gambling and addiction, corporate payoffs to friendly politicians, and the billionaire takeover of our democracy. Well, let me tell you something, lady. First and foremost, this is where you're all messed up, is what you premise your conversation on. Presupposition, God is. Without that, you write letters like the one that you just wrote us. Secondly, we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by men, said John Adams, an empire of laws. Read Article 4, Section 4 when you get a moment. Same-sex marriage is not gay privilege. It is equal rights. Let me tell you this. We derive our rights from our Creator, our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, not by the generosity of the state, first and foremost. Secondly, God did not give us the right to violate His law. Thirdly, homosexuality is not a sin, it's an abomination. In over 30 references in the Bible, tell you so. He destroys countries for the very things that you are advocating today. Okay? As a matter of fact, many say that when you look in history, homosexuality and abortion are the final two straws that break the camel's back in the sight of God before he judges that nation. America has drank the Kool-Aid. And you may say in the majority, no, we have not. Yes, it is, because you've tolerated it. Therefore, you are guilty of the crime that you allow them to commit. Okay? She goes on, privileges would be something like gay people not paying taxes, like churches don't. Really? I mean, folks, read IRS publication 557. Again, this lady's stepping in it from left to right. This lady is sticking both feet and both hands into her mouth every step of the way. But again, and I'm not trying to condemn her, she's already self-condemned, John 3:17. She goes on, what would Jesus do? Question mark. She said, feed the hungry, care for the sick, shelter the homeless, love everyone. Yep. Hey, love tells the truth. It doesn't withhold the truth. Hate does that. Okay? Everybody likes to talk about 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, charity chapter. Wait a second. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity. That's what it tells us in 1 Corinthians 13. It doesn't rejoice in lawlessness, no. As a matter of fact, under judgment, you'll see that Jesus said, the love of many waxeth cold because of what? The workers of lawlessness. For your tolerance, to the degree that you tolerate lawlessness, shows you the lack of love for your brother. Because you're to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the first commandment is this, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, love your neighbor as yourself. And it's the fulfilling of the law, and it's the fulfilling of the law and the prophets. What is that? To love your neighbor as yourself. Read Romans 13. This is ridiculous. And we're also to, in Romans 13, he tells us, let love be without dissimulation. When we go back to Leviticus 19, verse 17, it tells us not to hate our brother, but we're to love him and to warn him of his sin before God. That is love. That wrath be not upon you. See, and it's like Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33, we're to warn our brothers. And that's why I'm blowing the trumpet every day that I'm on the radio. She said, what would Jesus do? Feed the hungry, care for the sick, shelter the homeless, love everyone. She goes on in her stupidities and says, what would Republican Jesus do? Wow. Really? Just when you think it wouldn't go any lower, right, friends? She said that the Republicans, she's caught up in the little game played between the Democrats and the Republicans. Folks, we're Christocrats in this country. Okay, that's set up. That system is set up to divide the people one against another. We have one constitution, not three. But she said, well, the Republicans would cut food stamp benefits. Wait a second. If you were obeying God, you wouldn't have food stamps in the first place. Are we to help the poor? Absolutely. But I've done a show on the poor in America. You're not poor. Regardless if you want to hear that or not, you're talking to a kid that was a welfare kid. Okay? You're not poor. I'll do that show in the up-and-coming weeks. Cut food stamps. Wait a second. Can you imagine if we took the scripture that tells us in Thessalonians, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. How would that work out for the American people? I'll tell you what, it would put a whole lot of people to work. Now you have a criminal in the White House reallocating your tax dollars to support not only the unwilling, lazy sloths in America, but also alluring foreigners into your country to destroy it. Go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. It tells us, for even when you were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. I love to work. I really do. But she said, this is what the Republican Jesus would do. Cut food stamps. Yep, so would I. Are there poor? Yep, but that's the church's business, not the government's. Gut affordable health care. No, doctors shouldn't be gouging us anyways. It shows you a lack of love concerning the medical pharmaceutical industries, folks, and they are about as corrupt as they can be. Not all of them. I'm not talking about the doctors. I'm talking about the higher-ups. That's why they're gouging you to death, friends. I mean, that's a whole other show as well. But for the sake of time, she said they would gut affordable health care. Demonize the homeless. Really? Really? Isn't it the church that does that? Isn't that their business? Isn't that who looks out for their brothers? Yes, it is. Block equality rights. Again, keep in mind, God did not give us the right to violate his law. 7 years later, she said, you would still have your guns. You don't live in a FEMA camp. You don't live under Sharia law. There are no death panels. Gay marriage hasn't turned or ruined the country. You haven't seen the birth certificate. Inflation is low, and the deficit has been cut by 70%. Do you want to talk about stupidity in action? You can't fix stupid, friends. This is what she said. Think a Democrat, Social Security, Medicare, Veteran Administration, Civil Rights, Women's Suffrage, Affordable Care Act, Peace Corps, minimum wage, and unemployment insurance, folks. That is what you're up against right there.
Absolutely ridiculous. Well, support this ministry.
Redonkulous.
Who is doing the work?
Yeehaw!
And preaching from the house, that's the truth. SunDeliveryRadio.com, SunDeliveryMedia.com. I think Bradley's just a little bit too excited about this show.
What do you
support
say?
Today?
I think I'm saying it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.